Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 26, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Mint Mobile, the prepaid mobile carrier backed by Deadpool actor Ryan Reynolds, notified customers over the holiday weekend that the company was breached and that their information may have been stolen. Mint Mobile customers started receiving emails on December 22nd warning them about the breach and informing them that their names, telephone numbers, email addresses, SIM and IMEI numbers, and a description of their service plan may have been compromised. Mint Mobile says credit card information and passwords were not compromised and has set up a customer service hotline specifically for questions related to the breach. According to analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, Apple will begin mass shipments of the Vision Pro mixed reality headset in the first week of January before launching in Apple stores in late January or early February. This aligns with reporting from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman that Apple's $3,499 headset would launch by February. Kuo added that Apple plans to ship approximately 500,000 Vision Pro devices as it seeks to get its most important product launch in years off to the best possible start. Amid a slew of reported problems on everything from infotainment systems that stop working to SUVs that won't charge, GM has paused sales on its brand new Chevy Blazer EV. Chevrolet Vice President Scott Bell said, "We are aware that a limited number of customers have experienced software-related quality issues with the Blazer EV. Customer satisfaction is our priority, and as such, we will take a brief pause on new deliveries." GM did not confirm how many vehicles are affected other than saying it is a limited number. The Biden administration declined to veto the International Trade Commission's ban on imports of Apple Watches, whose blood oxygen sensors infringe on technology from medical device maker Masimo. Apple paused the sales of the Series 9 and Ultra 2 smartwatches in the United States last week. Per the ban, Apple cannot repair or replace out-of-warranty Apple Watches going back to the Apple Watch Series 6. Samsung has reportedly pushed back mass production at its $17 billion fabrication plant in Taylor, Texas, from the second half of 2024 to 2025. This follows the company's bigger rival, TMC, who also delayed production from its plant being built in Arizona until 2025. TMC claims that the production delay is in part due to insufficient amount of skilled workers. A Samsung spokesperson, however, noted that the company cannot confirm on its mass production schedule. In other semiconductor news, Israel's government has agreed to grant Intel $3.2 billion towards the building of a new $25 billion plant in southern Israel. The foundry will be the biggest investment ever by a company in the country. In a statement, Intel said the new plant is an important part of Intel's efforts to foster a more resilient global supply chain alongside the company's ongoing and planned manufacturing investments in Europe and the United States. Decentralized social network and ex-rival Blue Sky still requires an invite code to create an account and post content on the platform. Blue Sky is, however, now allowing viewers to read posts via a link without having to log on, users to share posts in individual or group chats, and publishers to link to or embed posts in blogs. Users can toggle a switch to not allow their posts to be viewed by viewers who are not logged on. However, this only works on the Blue Sky website and app. Accounts must be marked private to prevent their posts from being seen by third-party clients. Microsoft Copilot is now available as a ChatGPT-style standalone application on Android and no longer requires the Bing mobile app. Copilot for Android is available in the Google Play Store and has access to chatbot capabilities, image generation through DALL-E 3, and the ability to draft text for emails and documents. It also includes free access to OpenAI's latest GPT-4 model, something you have to pay for if you're using ChatGPT. And finally, NASA beamed an ultra-high-definition video of a cat named Taters 19 million miles across space from the Psyche spacecraft to Earth using a laser. The 15-second video was sent on December 11th and made it to Earth in 101 seconds at 267 megabits per second. Even at a distance of over 80 times that of the moon from the Earth, the transmission was faster than most high-speed broadband internet connections. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.